This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Managing brain bleeds in premature babies, lessons from 137 infants. Published in Georgian Medical Journal, Original Research, Volume 1, Number 3. Authors, Daniel Encarnacion Santos, Bakhtirzhan Isoboev, Gennady Chmutin et al. When premature babies suffer bleeding in the brain, a condition called intraventricular hemorrhage, they are at high risk of developing post-hemorrhagic hydrocephalus, a dangerous buildup of fluid that can cause permanent neurological damage or death if not managed carefully. A new study in the Georgian Medical Journal analyzed the outcomes of 137 preterm infants treated for this condition, providing one of the largest retrospective analyses of treatment approaches published in the region. What the study found. The researchers examined which surgical and medical interventions were most effective, which factors predicted better or worse outcomes, and what lessons can be drawn to improve neonatal neurosurgery practice. Why this matters. Post-hemorrhagic hydrocephalus in premature infants is a time-sensitive emergency requiring specialized neonatal neurosurgical care. Evidence from real patient populations is essential for training surgeons and setting treatment protocols, particularly in settings where access to specialized care is limited. Read the full study. Read the full article in the Georgian Medical Journal. Download PDF. Published in Georgian Medical Journal, Volume 1, Number 3, Surgical Innovation, Pediatrics and Environmental Health, Open Access, CC by 4.0, ISSN 3088-4322. Original publication, Evaluation of the Treatment Features of Post-Hemorrhagic Hydrocephalus in Preterm Infants, a retrospective analysis of 137 patients, published in the Georgian Medical Journal, GMJ, ISSN 3088-4322, gmj.ge Open Access under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International, CC BY 4.0.